Extraordinary People and Events, page 24. The Beat Generation.
San Francisco's beat poets from 60 years ago might not recognize their city today. Amid all the tech startups and social media entrepreneurs, though, one familiar face remains: Lawrence Ferlinghetti. He was the main publisher of Beat Generation poets like Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg. Today, he's still co-owner of City Lights, one of the most celebrated independent bookstores in America. At age 96, Ferlinghetti is publishing 3 books this year. NPR's Richard Gonzalez recently paid him a visit to talk about his latest work.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti lives in a modest second-story walk-up in San Francisco's North Beach neighborhood. On his walls, his doctorate from the Sorbonne, an unframed Gauguin print, and posters of celebrated poetry readings dating back to the days when he personified a hip, literate, and rebellious San Francisco. Ferlinghetti was a young bookstore owner in 1956 when he first published Allen Ginsberg's iconic beat-era poem, Howl.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked.
Ginsberg's poem is a critique of American materialism and sexually explicit. Its publication landed Ferlinghetti and an associate in hot water. They were busted for selling obscene literature, and their trial drew international attention. The Howl trial also brought national attention to what would be called the Beat Generation. It included writers like William Burroughs and Jack Kerouac.
San Francisco's beat poets from 60 years ago might not recognize their city today. Amid all the tech startups and social media entrepreneurs, though, one familiar face remains: Lawrence Ferlinghetti. He was the main publisher of Beat Generation poets like Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg. Today, he's still co-owner of City Lights, one of the most celebrated independent bookstores in America. At age 96, Ferlinghetti is publishing 3 books this year. NPR's Richard Gonzalez recently paid him a visit to talk about his latest work.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti lives in a modest second-story walk-up in San Francisco's North Beach neighborhood. On his walls, his doctorate from the Sorbonne, an unframed Gauguin print, and posters of celebrated poetry readings dating back to the days when he personified a hip, literate, and rebellious San Francisco. Ferlinghetti was a young bookstore owner in 1956 when he first published Allen Ginsberg's iconic beat-era poem, Howl.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked.
Ginsberg's poem is a critique of American materialism and sexually explicit. Its publication landed Ferlinghetti and an associate in hot water. They were busted for selling obscene literature, and their trial drew international attention. The Howl trial also brought national attention to what would be called the Beat Generation. It included writers like William Burroughs and Jack Kerouac.
San Francisco's beat poets from 60 years ago might not recognize their city today. Amid all the tech startups and social media entrepreneurs, though, one familiar face remains: Lawrence Ferlinghetti. He was the main publisher of Beat Generation poets like Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg. Today, he's still co-owner of City Lights, one of the most celebrated independent bookstores in America. At age 96, Ferlinghetti is publishing 3 books this year. NPR's Richard Gonzalez recently paid him a visit to talk about his latest work.
Lawrence Ferlinghetti lives in a modest second-story walk-up in San Francisco's North Beach neighborhood. On his walls, his doctorate from the Sorbonne, an unframed Gauguin print, and posters of celebrated poetry readings dating back to the days when he personified a hip, literate, and rebellious San Francisco. Ferlinghetti was a young bookstore owner in 1956 when he first published Allen Ginsberg's iconic beat-era poem, Howl.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked.
Ginsberg's poem is a critique of American materialism and sexually explicit. Its publication landed Ferlinghetti and an associate in hot water. They were busted for selling obscene literature, and their trial drew international attention. The Howl trial also brought national attention to what would be called the Beat Generation. It included writers like William Burroughs and Jack Kerouac.